Hello, this 5 minutes to profit is the word of God, episode 186, and we're going for our golden scriptures, Hebrews 4:12 and James 1:22. And what is Hebrews 4:12 saying? For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then James 1:22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And you know, I always add that you will not walk in self-delusion. You will not just be a hearer of the word. You will not just be a listener of the word. You will not just be a reader of the word, someone who studies the word, but you'll be one who will be a doer, a doer. That is the ultimate, and that is who you are. So we're looking at James 1 from verse 21 to 25 in the light of being a doer of the word. And I said to you in the previous episode that many of us forget how we look like in the word. When we read it, we forget because of our mindset about the old covenant and the new covenant. Many people for us, when we pick a hard copy, it is just one sheet that separates the old from the new. But it is not like that. It's like jumping from darkness into light. It's like jumping from one age into another age. So different. So he said, according to the New Living Translation, and I've told you, always get other versions of the same scripture. We did that concerning he giveth his beloved sleep, and we're amazed at the results. So he says, James 1, 24, he says that when one reads the word and forgets, he says, and one reads the word and is not a doer of the word, he said, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself walk away and forget what you look like. And then Amplified Classic then goes off and promptly forgets what it was like. And I said, why would you forget how you look like? Because many of us are reading it, reading the word, but we don't know the difference between the old and the new covenant. When we look at what is said in the new covenant, we think the new covenant is talking about us. But often the new covenant is talking about Israel and the stubbornness of Israel. Oh, so you are saying that there is no Christian who is stubborn. There are, definitely. There are all sorts of people. You see, there is ignorance. They have a recreated spirit, but they do not know that they are living in a house, and that house is dictating to them everything. I feel like, I see, I like, as I go after, a lot of mistakes that we're doing because we've been living according to the senses, the five natural senses. But I'm saying that many people interpret the word in the New Testament, Old Testament dimension. We do not look at ourselves in the New Testament dimension. So I said that when you are looking at yourself and looking into the mirror of the word, and you are thinking of Elijah and all this, that they are great men, and how you wish you could be like them, how you wish you could live in their time, how they were very special, and you forget that in the new covenant, listen, they inquired and searched diligently. So we read 1 Peter 1:10, and say, of which salvation, the salvation you now have, the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. They prophesied about the grace. Listen, all that they did, all that Moses did, all that these men of old did, all they did was towards you, towards the salvation that Jesus was bringing. And verse 11 says, so we're reading 1 Peter 1:10 to 12, and verse 11 says, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Say that they were looking and searching. Say, hey, when is this time coming when the Christ will come and he will suffer and he will be glorified? They were searching diligently and they were wishing they could be in your age. What we have now, the grace we have now, the grace we are enjoying, the salvation we are enjoying. They were looking and searching and inquiring so deeply, wondering, how is the Christ coming? He will suffer. You see, that these are two points of Christ's ministry: his suffering and the glory. His suffering and the glory. Come on, the suffering of Christ and the glory after the suffering. These are the two things. They are the pillars of Christ's ministry. His suffering and his glory. And so they were wondering, how will it be like? And we post-resurrection believers, post-resurrection, we have it. But when we look into the mirror of the word, we do not see what has been done. Rather, we are envying the men of old, and we think that what they had was better than ours. Never, never. Listen to what 1 Peter is telling you, that they searched and inquired diligently. They wish they could have what you have. Oh, you are so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.